So, folks, when I watched this, I just thought, oh, I've got to get this up. This was Ben Shapiro on his show today. And Ben is extremely upset that they lost the California recall. He had so much hope, I guess, that they would be able to pull this off with a candidate that was as mad as he is, as insane as he is, and it just didn't work out that way. So I apologize that this is about 3 minutes long, but have a listen to this. This is some sort of insanity that he's talking here, and it culminates at the end with a prediction. Really, it's a prediction that Republicans are going to have to retreat to little enclave states.
It is a lost cause. I know there are a bunch of people who are hanging on over there. I was one of them until a year ago. I'm much happier now that I have left the state. The state is, again, in an inexorable state of decline. The voters there are not interested in turning away from the path that they are now trotting. They're not turning away from higher taxes. They're not turning away from more regulation. They're not turning away from terrible records on crime and horrible records on education. They're not turning away from any of that stuff. They're embracing it.
And just one thing on the crime, folks. When you look at bigger cities out there, whether they're red or blue, they're very similar. I mean, the fact that California has a lot of major cities, you can't compare a town of 1,000 with a town of millions and say, oh, look, they're not doing a good job. I mean, that when you look at Republican states in comparable cities, you'll find in some cases, that the Republican crime rates are even worse than Democratic cities.
They're embracing the suck. So get out while the getting is good. There's plenty of opportunity in other states. So that is the takeaway from the California election, is that the continued sorting effect is going to continue. And that we are going to be a country where the red states become redder and the blue states become bluer, and the purple states will either shift over into red or blue and then follow that path inevitably. As Virginia has, right? Virginia went from purple to blue, and now it seems like it's going to continue moving blue. Seems to be the trend over in Virginia. On the other hand, Ohio went from purple to red, and seems like it is going to get more red over time. Florida moved.
Well, just hold it on Ohio. You've got Mike DeWine, who actually I think is a good governor. He's a Republican. And today there was something in the news where Mike DeWine is actually in favor of mask mandates for schools where it makes sense, where the COVID outbreak is terrible. And that's a Republican governor. I think the man's got common sense, Ben. That might be why he's so successful.
From purple to red, and seems like it's getting more red over time. California is going to move from blue to deep blue to like dark night blue. That's what's going to happen in the country. And the predictable result of that is going to be further polarization at the federal level. So on a national level, why should we care about California? Because what it actually presages is not just politics in California. What it presages is a question, whether we actually do want to remain part of the same body politic. If we do want to remain part of the same body politic, we're going to have to construct a system of a federal governance in which Texas can be Texas and California can be California.
Oh, you mean like controlling the Supreme Court, packing the Supreme Court with conservatives? You did that.
However, California has to let Texas be Texas. And herein lies the rub, because the federal government has no interest, when run by Democrats, in allowing Texas to be Texas. They would like Texas to be California. And if that's the case, what you're going to end up with is a fairly ugly split between states that wish to be left alone and states that wish to run their business from the top level of the federal government. I think this is why you're hearing so much talk these days about a quote-unquote civil war, or talk about secession, or talk about the country breaking apart. It's a serious question. Whenever you form a body politic, which is what happened at the founding and what happened again in the aftermath of the Civil War, if you form a body politic, you have to decide whether you wish to remain part of the same country. And if so, what common rules can you hold at the top level that everybody can agree to?
So what they're advocating is pulling away, right, secession, you know, from the federal government. But as soon as a tornado comes through or a hurricane, they're going to be back in line in FEMA. Excuse me, can we help, get some help from the feds? Can we get some help over here?
Well, if the basic notion of American government is that the federal government's going to make all the rules and it's just going to be a struggle for the power of the one ring, then this country is not going to last this way. It is just not. And maybe then the best hope for a lot of conservatives and maybe for a lot of liberals, depending on who's in control of that federal government, is a friendly separation. That is what that foresages. And not that, that California is the wave of the future, but that California and its polarization is the wave of the future. And that we're going to get, I promise you, in the aftermath of this, real estate values in Florida are going to go up. Real estate values in Arizona, in Texas, in
Oh, God, Ben, they have gone up. I mean, that's really smart. Good prediction, by the way.
They're going to go up because Republicans are going to continue leaving. And maybe that's what the California politicians want. So be it.
Oh, geez, Ben. Ben is just upset, folks. He's upset over the national election that Joe Biden won. And now he's upset that they lost California as badly as they did. He was hoping for more, and he didn't get it. So he's throwing a tantrum. And the reason why they're throwing a tantrum is because that loss in California reinforces all of what they fear. And that is their insanity is what weakens them and what isolates them, folks. It's as if they're all insane on an iceberg in the middle of global warming. And fewer people want to join their race to the bottom, quite frankly. That's what they're worried about. So they have to resort to gerrymandering and voting restrictions to cling to what little power they have. So what Ben is describing here in the end, folks, where red states get redder, purple get, you know, this kind of thing, and civil war, he's describing a retreat of the Republican Party, folks. Not a victory, it's a retreat. And they're in retreat, folks, because of this. None of them are pushing back on these fake COVID cures. Very few are. Most of them aren't, politicians included. They're embracing not getting vaccinated as a sort of freedom and liberty. When the reality is, that very freedom and liberty that they're looking for endangers the freedom and liberty of the majority. They embrace voter fraud peddled by crackpots with a total lack of substance in their claims. And finally, folks, and finally, this weekend, a rally in support of those who literally tore apart our Capitol, bashed the very doors of democracy in the process. These people tried to tear down democracy on January 6th, and yet they rally this weekend in support of the people that did that. That's the America that Ben embraces. That's not my America. That's his America. That's why they lost so badly in the California recall. Because that's what they stand for, and Americans don't. And as I said, there's little, if any, pushback from most Republican leadership who just seem to look the other way. And guess what, Ben? Most Americans out there, they're not going to look the other way. Not anymore. Most Americans want two parties that will work together. And I believe that we can work together and not work apart. In fact, that's what this pin is that I wear every time I'm on the podcast. It's a shield, and it has six stars at the top, a central star in the middle, and six stars on the other side. That represents to me the two-party system. And as much as I don't like some of the politicians out there and I rail against them, I do feel that we can work together and that we must work together. But all of those reasons, folks, is why Ben is on the retreat along with his party. They've failed in their vision for America. They've failed in trying to push a vision that most Americans don't want. That's why they're failing, folks. Till next time.